Welcome back to a new episode of High Concepts with your favorite BBW. We're back, people. It's season two. We're bringing it back to you for the new year. We're going to get into an episode here. I have my guest star with me, Shan. Thank you for joining me, Shan.
Hello, hello. Hey, Eve. You know, I love your hair.
Yes. We're ready to give you guys a great episode to start off the new year. And just bring in and manifesting a lot of things. But first, we're going to have a word from our sponsors, and we'll come right back to you guys. All right, guys, so we're back. All right, thank you guys for joining us again. We're making a comeback here. I know it's been a while. I know I left you guys hanging last year, but you know we're going to start off new year, new me, new podcast. We're definitely ready to go. And like I said, I have my girl Shan here with me. Hey, Shan, say hi to the people.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
This is the beautiful Shan. If you follow me on Instagram at Eve_no_Adam, then you probably have already seen Shan on my page. Everybody refers to her as the girl with the locks, the beautiful girl with the locks. Yes. My fellow Miamian to Houston hot tea. Okay. Yeah. Go agreed with us. He's also in the room, guys. Let's clap for Draco. Yes. All right, guys. So like I said, we're talking about new year, new me. If you don't know, I have relocated to Houston, Texas from Atlanta, Georgia. And Shan is with me here, and she also relocated from Miami to Houston. So, you know,
yes,
like I said,
ma'am.
We're both
Miami
Houston
girls,
hotties.
We just do it the best.
Okay, period.
You know, Houston is paying.
You know how good it feels to have somebody with you that you ain't got to worry about being jealous of you?
Man. Oh. Because the thing about it is...
Are you doing too much?
Yeah. You know what it is? My motto is, you're not doing enough. I'm not doing too much. You're not doing enough.
There's no such thing as being overdressed.
No.
But you can definitely be underdressed.
Always.
Always. Look, y'all. So what... We're going to go into this episode here. I told Shan that, you know, we want to talk about the things that we're manifesting for the new year. But of course, let's talk about a little bit about 2022. Mm-hmm. So what would you say that you learned from 2022 that you will take with you into the new year?
I would say what I learned in 2022, I found out how resilient I was. I feel like I went through so many trials and tribulations, and I don't look like what I've been through. Let's just
okay,
say that.
Look.
Oh my gosh. Just like the instability and jobs and like trying to figure out my next steps, you know, buying a house.
Look, oh
buy
yes.
My motherfucking
Shan
self.
Is a whole homeowner.
Look,
okay.
We gotta, I'm
give
sorry.
It up for the black girls making big girl moves. Because at this point, baby, yes, you won.
Man,
period.
Stuff has been crazy. But I can honestly say, like, dealing with that, having the resilience to do everything I needed to do for myself, still being able to pay my bills, and then also still being able to have a good time in 2022.
You know?
Like, learning my body, like what I really focused on in 2022 mm-hmm. of being serious about my fitness and my health. And I did that, you know.
You really did though. Like
Shan
works out like yes. every day. Like she works out for fun. She's one of those people.
I am one of those people.
Like she adds different things. Like we were just talking about her doing hot yoga and then does
yes.
like combat boot camp. Like she's always working on her body, but it's just for, like, she just loves it. That peace is not...
Yes. And one thing about what I've also learned is that you have to find what is going to bring you peace. Not just, oh, let me go out and drinks. Like, no. We have to find a positive outlet.
Something that really brings value to you versus
yes.
just taking money out of your pocket.
You need to have a positive outlet. And fitness was that. Got a trainer for 5 months. Got serious. You know, I lost about 10, 12 pounds. I'm not a really big person, but I just... You know how you just always want to be your best self?
Like, you just... You want to be snatched. You want to look
yes,
in the mirror and,
always
like...
You want to be your best self.
Like, you know, my thing is I'm always encouraging my friends and I'm always encouraging myself, too, is just that if you're not happy when you look in the mirror, when you step out, anybody coming at you, anything crazy, you're gonna let them get by. They're gonna run over you because... if I'm not confident in what I'm wearing and how I'm stepping and how I feel about how I look when I walk out of that room.
Yeah.
Anybody in there can come from me and really get to me if I was a different person. So I feel like just whatever you do, like just being able to look in the mirror. So I feel like if you're not happy with something, you fix it for yourself. It doesn't matter what.
Agreed. The other people got to do. The thing about it is if you're not, like you said, if you're not happy, then you're not going to be able to enjoy yourself.
Not at all.
You're not going to be able to enjoy yourself.
You're going to be worried. You're going to be so insecure, worried about everything else
going on.
And
that is the worst thing that you could be. I'm sorry. Insecure.
Look, we are giving you guys vows from the Miami Girl rule book, okay? You have to be confident at all times. It don't matter.
Everybody has their own insecurities. We understand that everybody wants little quirks and stuff that they want to work on with themselves. But being insecure and being jealous is just the nastiest thing that you can do.
It's honestly a waste of energy. I feel like just finding a place, like, I still have insecurities, of course, and there's a lot of things I don't like and I want to fix. But, like, when I put something on, I put a colored wig on, I put on an outfit that may not be a typical today thing. Understand, when I stepped out, I was confident, baby. I wasn't asking for no validation.
Period.
But I appreciate the appreciation. Okay, that's it. Okay, we're not gonna preach. That's what it is. Like, but okay. So also with the working out, Shan and me kind of, you know, we got to experience within like my first year of Houston here. Mm-hmm. So I transitioned over in 2021. So we're about a year and a half late here. But you know, Shan has helped me with this transition during the time. You know, we've gotten to go out. We've tried plenty of food places. Yes. Definitely drink places.
Yes.
Drinks. We are fun people. So it's, yeah, we definitely always make sure to have a good time.
We'll hit a lounge and do a little turn up. Remember, we went out for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. We had a really great time. We are like those people that end up meeting people we don't even know and like just reconnecting all over. Like, you wouldn't even know. We just met them 2 minutes ago. Like, right. This is how we are with girls. We got the. Every time we would go to, what's the name of that place? Chapman and Kirby.
Yes.
I feel like we always were meeting people in the bathroom or something that would just be like, yeah.
Chapman and Kirby is always a cute vibe.
If you guys want to check out any places in Houston, I recommend definitely Chapman and Kirby on Sundays for the black people. Phil and Derek's, if you guys want to try.
It's very, very good.
The Social Club.
I would say for like some really good food and then they have like live music is Lucille's.
Oh, yes. On it's Sundays, really, really they have, good. It's really pretty outside. They have this mimosa, I think it's like called the Tiffany Blue or something.
Yeah, they do.
It has like some kind of blue liqueur to it. It's really good. Definitely willing to try
they
it.
Have prices are not really, crazy. They have this oxtail omelet.
Ooh. Their food is like
amazing.
Top tier.
Really good.
It for me, it was Shan adjusting the microphone so y'all could understand how good that food was. This is about to turn into a food episode at this point because we really can like let y'all know that we be trying food.
Food here, I'm sorry.
Houston, it still doesn't hit though. Like as much as we've eaten.
Good food to me. Really good food. I've never been to a place where the food is terrible.
I thought we were about to be on one accord. Like I thought she was gonna say the food here is still not matching the other side on the east side. Because honestly, when I'm in Miami, I'm excited. Like mom and pop shops, a lot of the food is food places that you're not going to get a chain of anywhere.
It's the hood, though. That's in Miami. That's in the hood.
But that's what I'm saying. Like for me, I like more Caribbean food. And that's what it is.
That's
Houston,
why,
Houston
that's
doesn't you, hit the way I need it to hit when it comes to Caribbean. Really? Exactly. Let's just keep it real. Yes. Honestly.
The Caribbean food is not good here. We got to be honest. Every time I go home, that's all I eat is Jamaican food.
All I eat is Jamaican food, Haitian food.
That's
like
it. That's
every
all.
Other island that got a...
So we're spoiled. We're
I'm
spoiled,
eating it.
Being in Miami. The Caribbean... But I did hear that there's a new Jamaican spot that's like North Houston. I need to try it.
Well, North Houston's like 40 minutes
porridge.
Away.
I went to the place and they had pork. Oh my God, that porridge.
And that's why you end up making it at home, by yourself.
No.
Honestly, oh, this will be—we really could get into food, you guys. We're not gonna.
No, we're not.
But like you said, Shannon's been working out though. She looks amazing, but that has not stopped her from eating. Oh, so understand,
I
we have. We had a good time eating everything.
We're going to enjoy food. Look, it's all about moderation.
You
don't have to take stuff all the way out.
You did what you needed to do.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, she's never had a problem, so... It's fine, you guys. It's fine. It wasn't like it was crazy. Don't get it twisted, but the food places are hitting here.
No, seriously.
And then let's talk about, so I would say one big thing for me taking away from 2022, definitely I'm going into this year about dating a lot differently. We'll kind of get deeper into it later on the episode, but like I would say 2022 just taught me to kind of like not take what you don't want.
Yes.
Say no the first time. Like for me, I chose last year to be vocal. And because I used to be someone who was very vocal and very blunt. And it was, you know, really aggressive and rude. Then I kind of turned into more of a people pleaser. So I would be very sensitive to people. Now I want to be somewhere in between at this point, you know?
I think that is definitely a fact. I feel like being from Miami, we had to be aggressive. You had to be, because everybody's aggressive.
Everybody talks to you like really wild.
But you don't even think about it though. I swear I never thought about it.
I didn't think about it until like I went to college, and then I'm looking back at my Facebook posts and the stuff I was saying on there, and people, I was tagging people. Like I promise y'all, I was like,
yeah, that's
dude, damn.
But you know what? Moving to Houston, I realized that, okay, Shannon, I'm not in this aggressive city anymore.
Like, you don't have to be that person.
I can really be just calm and really be relaxed and know nobody ain't about to bother me. It's not about to be, I'm going to have to cut somebody out because they done...
You know, like, I don't carry a...
Over me, and now I really be chilling because I'm going to be honest. This may sound very, like, okay, Shannon, we all trying to be better each day. I will take it to a million. When you trying to take it to 10, and everybody's not gonna do that. So, and what I realized here in Houston, they ain't about to do nothing. So why am I about to be upset? I learned that in college. Well, I went to a PWI though, so I was like, y'all ain't about to do nothing. Nobody ever had me upset in college because I'm like, y'all.
I'm
really
trying to really imagine
gonna,
you in an altercation.
You're not gonna
at
take it,
point,
but
like,
I'm gonna take it. So I never was upset in college ever.
When she's also a Pisces, so
we really be cool in that.
Nah. They understand. They be cool, but no.
But it definitely could get
pregnant. Ariel definitely got teeth, okay?
Right. The thing about it is we don't bother nobody.
Y'all really be in y'all creative bubble most
of
the time.
We don't really bother anybody. Pisces upset and angry with you is something that you did.
No, you guys are the problem. I have never heard so much Pisces slander until this past year. And I was just so shocked because, like, I love plenty of Pisces. Like, my childhood best friend is a Pisces. My favorite cousin's a Pisces. Like, yeah. You're a Pisces. Like, really, well, you guys are pretty much me. Oh, and my boy best friend's a Pisces. Like,
I've never heard anything crazy.
I just started hearing some crazy stuff about you guys. Oh, you see, Chan, I'm glad that she's respecting the podcast. Like, you know, we're gonna be doing better this year. So taking from 2022, I would definitely say I've just learned to be more vocal again and allow myself to still be respectful. But honestly, just putting it out there and just saying no right then and there, because it helped me cut out a lot of people. And it did get me in trouble a few times, but it was okay because it's like, if you're meant to be in my life, you will be. And that's just how I feel personally. And as far as dating, I think I took a lot more of a backseat to it. I definitely dated throughout the year, but I think I took a lot of backseats every time things got hard. So I
would
say
you definitely took a backseat.
I took a heavy,
you
like,
chilled. You wasn't trying to.
Y'all, I did like multiple large sex breaks. We only have 12 months in a year. Like, why was I like on a sex break for like 7 months
because
of the year?
You know what it is? I feel like your body also can tell you, like, look, girl, you don't even want.
And that's the thing. I didn't even want. It wasn't even so much about sex as much as, like, I don't even want.
Deal with this person. You over it. It's like, yeah, I've been chilling.
Like I'm good.
For a few months, too, because I'm just, like, I was in a situationship. And honestly, we both said we love each other. We know we love each other. But this person doesn't want to be in a committed... No, he's not.
I know, but that's what we're talking about, though. That's why I feel like that's the code name.
You're funny.
Moving forward, that is the code name because literally this person, I think they're African. And then she always has to say, she always does, oh, he's not African. So, no, African, yeah, that's, you right.
That's really funny. Yes. I don't think he's African, but he is not. Honestly, I feel like we were so locked in because this was also somebody that I met at the end of 2019. So we went into 2020 talking heavy and COVID hit. So then we locked in.
Mm-hmm.
We done.
At this really point, you guys are like locked really up, caked in, like.
I'm getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay,
like, I'm chilling.
With a side of intimacy, hey. Of you know, like yes,
it's crazy, but you know, it is what it is.
I think COVID really messed a lot of people up too, because it was setting up those situationships a little too deep. Like people didn't know if they were gonna go outside again.
So it's like I don't have nothing to do. It's nowhere to go.
The amount of free time was ridiculous.
Amazing,
okay?
Honestly.
But honestly, you know what? Amazing. I would say for me during COVID. Oops, sorry. For me during COVID, honestly, I was just doing OnlyFans and working, getting surgery, going on trips.
You had surgery in 2020?
Yeah, I got surgery in 2020. I went to the Dominican Republic on my big birthday trip. I was on like multiple trips at the end of the year. COVID was a great year.
No, it was.
Sorry to everybody, people that lost.
Rest
like, you have to like rest
to
in peace.
Everybody who died and people who got really, really sick. But I'm gonna be real. The single people that ain't had no kids.
Oh yeah, we was taking off. The planes had me outside. Okay,
not even outside. I'm saying we were big chilling. Honestly, if you adulted a little bit and saved and did what you were supposed to do, your 2021 was lit.
Your 2021 was lit for real.
If you did what you were supposed to do in 2020, your 2021 was lit, and it was for me. First off rip, 2021, I went to Jamaica in January, bought my house in March. Like, I had a lit 2021.
I was about to say, Shannon was getting a lot of stuff done in the beginning.
I did what I was supposed to do. And I'm really happy that I listened to my mom. Y'all better listen to y'all mama. Nine times out of ten.
I'm not listening to my mom.
Nine times out of ten, your mama be right. That's all I'm going to say.
9 times out of 10, because that last one is mine. Like, she be right, for real, but then she be wrong. Because I'm the wrong one. It'd be like the right idea, wrong person to test the idea with. Like, no. And it's not even like that. It's more like she'll give it to me. And I'm like, do you not know my personality? Like, that plan can't work for my personality, mom. Like, and
I'm not gonna lie, my mom to go. Every time she tells me something, I'd be like, and then I do it. Like,
see, but you do that first, right?
Yeah, because people always want to do it. You always want to do what you want to do.
Exactly.
Listen to me.
That's me. I'm going to give you the and then after that, I'm going to move forward. I'm like, okay, girl, what are you thinking?
I might, okay, let me see. But I'm going to do it.
I'm going to check. I'm going to follow up.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to follow
up. It may be on my time, but I'm going to do it.
You know, thank God for the good moms out here. The ones that look out and still give you advice.
Yeah,
at our big ages. And
it's great. When your mom is really one of your best friends, when you are in your late 20s, early 30s, I think it's the best thing.
Because like, you really need that guidance right now. So when they actually are like,
oh, funny though. It just be funny when she's like, what? This person said, what do you? And, oh, I went on this date and I did this. It's just like, y'all crazy. Like she's just like, it's just funny. Because it's like, I don't know. That's why I be feeling bad when people are like, damn, you tell your mama this? And they be like, I can't tell my mama that. I'm like, damn.
I feel like me and my mom had a real breakthrough a few years ago where we got to that point. When you get to that point in your 20s where it's like, okay, you could officially... You got to see it how we got to see it at this point, moving forward.
You don't live with your mama. If you live with your mama, you need to sit up there and listen to everything that she says.
Okay, because at this point, I'm not fighting with
nobody. Do whatever you need to do.
I'm not arguing with her. Like, this is your housewoman. Right. But, you know, when I'm gone, I'm gone.
You talking about people who got their own shit. Don't live with them. Nobody.
Now we've taken a lot from 2021, 2020. We're going into 2022, 23 at this point.
We're in 2023.
We are in our Jordan year as a whole. We sorry, y'all. We had kind of lost our way a little, but we back. We here.
2023.
So this year, we're going to talk about some of our focuses. for me, my focuses this year, one of them is becoming fully invested into my content creating side. So part of that is relaunching the podcast. I know I left it hanging and I always had a desire to come back, and I've had some people mention it to me, and I do see that people are still listening to the old episodes. So of course it makes me happy.
That's great.
So, thank you. So, you know, for this, it's important for me. I'm going to take that step. I'm going to make these episodes. I'm going to make my friends support me by doing these episodes. And, you know, I've listened to certain suggestions and things. So we're going to try to just do all types of content. Of course, we're not going to steer away. Like I said, the whole point of the podcast itself is you thought it, but I said it. So at the end of the day, it could be sexually related or it could be related to other topics, but we just gonna keep it real. We're gonna say exactly what it is that everybody is thinking, okay? So for me, it's, like I said, relaunching the podcast. It's, I'm sorry to say it, but you know, my OnlyFans is back active, okay? We need the side hustle funds to start coming in. Haiti has been calling me and they're like, we need you to send money. So I said, okay, babe, I got you. So OnlyFans has been coming through. I do appreciate the people that do still follow and renew the subscription, even though I haven't really been posting. But going into this year, I am full throttle with my OnlyFans, with my podcast, with my TikToks, with my Amazon. I'm getting in my Amazon bag this year. I am an Amazon influencer, if you guys don't know already. I do have a storefront, and I feel like there's more I could be doing for that, and I'm really just planning on really putting out the content that's needed and really getting into that bag and maximizing all side hustles. So that's just one of my focuses. Shannon, what's one of your focuses for this year?
One of my focuses for sure for this year is to honestly, career-wise, be in a stable project management role. Like, I've been doing communications and digital management, which is cool, like social media. We're gonna always have social media, as we all know, but I'm over that. Like, I got certified in scrums. I'm a scrum master. Like, I've had so many different jobs in public relations, and that's what I got my degree in, public relation marketing, digital marketing, all of that. But I want to get into project management. I definitely want to continue to be working remote. I love being at my house in my own personal office and being able to wear whatever the hell I want to wear. Like, I can just kind of have on a big old shirt and some tube socks.
And you know, and switch up just for the meeting on top.
That's it. That is it. Just switch up for the meeting. And my clothes are, like, my money is all my money. And whatever clothes I buy, it's for me. It's not for
work. And
that's
it. Like, I'm not using it to travel or do anything crazy with work.
And then, look, and so stability, having a great, you know, position in that. And then also, I really am focusing on getting into the art spaces here in Houston. I've been going to a lot of different art galleries and meeting art gallery owners and learning with them. So hopefully I can be an apprentice or also just kind of do like some part-time work within a gallery. And I just learn how to curate out here, you know. And also want to do it because I want to do another show out here. And then last but definitely not least, I really want to fall in love this year. Like, I really want to be in a real committed relationship. Like, I want to love somebody's son this year, like, truly. And I'm being very intentional about my time, and I'm being very intentional about what it is that I want. And since I'm being that intentional, I also have to stand 10 toes on the boundaries that I have decided I can't go without.
You know what?
You know, and I will never in my life be in a situationship again.
I was going to say, actually, that was going to be one of my questions was, what would you say moving forward now is a big no for you going into the dating aspect of it?
Don't, when you meet somebody and it's like, oh my God, I really like this person, like, he could be someone, and then you just stop talking to everybody. I'm never doing that again.
Oh my God, but you're not cutting off the roster.
No, I'm not cutting off a roster until I'm like, dang, I really like this person. Might have had, if I already had, and then that's another thing, I'm not having sex with people. So I already know how I am. If I have sex with one person, I'm not about to be talking to nobody else for real.
Like, and that's where they get you though. Because as soon as you start fucking them,
That's it.
As a woman, most of the time, I'm not saying we can't fuck more than one person at one time, but the thing about it, like somebody and you're having sex, it just, it becomes too much for you to want to even entertain other people.
Exactly. It's like, I might get mad at you and we might not talk for like a day or something, and I might end up going to only for a drink with somebody, and I know I don't really like them, and it's just like, whatever.
Like, you're really doing it hoping to get that person.
To get over the other person that you know that you really shouldn't be with, but then it's like, dang, we so close, we really get each other, we understand each other, it's funny, it's cool, it's sexy, it's everything that you want, but it ain't commitment.
And you know what's so funny?
Everybody wants the, this is the thing, everybody wants the goodness of a relationship, like the fun, the dates, the sex.
Everybody wants the perks of it.
But nobody wants the responsibility.
Nobody wants to be able to be like, okay, like, I don't, you know what is it? I'm moving forward into 2023 as far as for a dating aspect. I do not believe in the talking stage
anymore. What do you mean? Break that down.
Last year, I saw a video on TikTok where a guy broke down pretty much. And I love TikTok. I feel like that's how the world is learning. It's showing your numbers.
TikTok. I don't be on it.
I love marketing research, so I'm always using a lot of like, you know, I was looking up research and stuff like that and bringing stuff down. So it's one way people are really learning out here. That's why a lot of companies and music companies are, you know, migrating to TikTok.
Yeah.
But, you know, he pretty much broke down that there's really no such thing as the talking stage. Because he's like, what do you really have to talk about like that? He's like, it's either you're dating
or you're not.
Exactly. Or you're not. Because he's like, and dating doesn't necessarily mean boyfriend or girlfriend. He's like, but this, you know, generation has taken time to, you know, break it down and turn it into, you know, XYZ. Now, we're not going to get too deep into that. I already got an episode about the whole, you know, dating aspect and what's this and what's that. But for me personally, there is no talking stage.
It makes sense what you're saying.
Like, if we're dealing with each other, we are dating. Because what? Yeah. We're going on dates.
Yeah.
We're learning about each other. We have actively said that we are interested in each other. Now, if it gets to a point where you would like to date me exclusively.
Yes.
Then we can establish that. Yes. And at that point, it could be what that needs to be. But talking, I'm not about to sit here and be texting and on the phone with somebody for 50 million years.
We're not doing that. We're not.
And then I'm letting you have sex with me and we're still texting and talking for 50. And then, don't get me wrong, I do believe in fuck buddies. And I don't even call them that. They are what they are. You know, like, your hoes. Whatever. My roster of hoes. So, the roster people, me and them understand. Yes, me and them understand that we have this relationship of, we have a great friendship, but we're not friends though. And right. We're having sex and we're having sex. We are, every time we see each other, we are doing things. We're going out. Even if they're buying me stuff and bringing me stuff in, some transactions are going to happen either way. So, even with that, I feel like they know, they understand their place. Like, they know it will never be more. We don't keep it on a continuous basis to where we're building up that rapport and doing all this extra stuff. You keep a space in between it. That's what happened. You start hanging out with me every day. You start calling me every day. That's when the feelings get to a point where I want more. You want more.
Right. That's the thing. I'm like, that's what I had to kind of tell the dude that I was dating, basically. I was definitely dating
him. That's what I'm like. If I invested in you, if you fucked me.
He invested in me, too. That's the person.
We were dating. Like, honestly, anybody now, somebody says, I used to date them. I'm not saying talking anymore. And I stand like on that shit.
I like that.
And that's moving forward. So if all you can offer is the talking say, I don't know what that is. I know dating. I know you're taking me out. We're getting to know each other through the things that we're doing and talking to each other. But I could talk to my homegirl
today. Shoot.
Okay. I know that's right. You better give it to. You know, she got to give it to the people.
This is the seventh day of 2023, January 7th. And I went on my first date of the year. And it was really, really good. I enjoyed myself, and we already plan on seeing each other again on Monday.
You see, look, already stepping into it. What did she say? She not taking no BS this year.
Oh, no, no. I'm not playing with people's kids.
She not I'm into not. It. Situationships not, are not here to I'm survive.
I'm not playing with nobody's sons this year. I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all mamas, nobody. I'm not playing with y'all sons this year. We're not.
I am playing with people's daddies this year. That's if your father is single and you don't mind us dating...
That's hilarious.
Let me know. Send pictures and entries to the DMs, please. Okay? I like my men grown, okay? Grown and about it. I like him to... I want a man that can build me a stool. Let me say, a man...
I found somebody that can, and guess what?
What?
We're not nobody's mom. I mean, nobody's granddaddy and nobody's daddy. They was about, 37?
Girl, that is somebody's Faja. They may be a little 7-year-old, but that is somebody's daddy.
That person definitely
didn't look like 37. I'm just saying. For me, I'm not saying you got to look old, but you know, I'm just saying, if you 54, we can still hit the floor. Like, I just want you to know, like.
I'm sorry, 54, you talking about dad, my mama. You're really dating my mom, and I'm...
So I know you have similar values. You understand back in the day. You understood the light bill needed to be paid before you could have even asked me to go somewhere.
I'm
like,
too much of a free spirit. I don't want to talk to nobody, daddy. And I don't really want to talk to nobody with kids, and I know people feel the way about that.
Ooh, Shan, don't do it on the episode. We not. Shan want to try to start up episodes. She want to start up multiple episodes right now. We're not doing it. Don't worry, she'll be featured throughout the year, so because she'll get it out. Money. She'll
y'all be mad. I don't care.
Look, for me, dating is definitely, I think dating's at the bottom of my list of things. Like, for me, it's going into the content creating space and building like a community out here. Like, I definitely want to meet more people. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to just meet new people. I think when the universe hears that, you meet a bunch of people that are not going to stick around, who have weird energy around you. I want to meet good people.
Good people that we can actually solidify a friendship, relationship. I'm so down because none of my friends for real live in Houston.
Like, if you think about it, I was telling Shannon, we only got a tribe. Like
one other person.
I have Shannon and I have my homegirl Mo. That's
it. I really got you and Joe, and then I did make a really good friend here in Houston. But that's it. Like, I be with my family.
That's it. Shannon be with her family, and then it's me.
Yeah, like,
and then it's Joe's from Miami, so she's here. Like,
oh no, Joe's from Fort Myers. That's how they say it.
Child, but she loud and wrong. But yeah, Joe's gonna be like, why are you talking so much about me on the episode? Joe is so pretty, y'all. She's so pretty, and she's the best. But we do love us some Joe. No, I would say definitely, I do want to meet more girls, definitely, to, like, network with.
But I definitely want to have a overall
group. I want to have a good people. Group here. I want to have a community. Girl, when I throw guys, events, sure. I want to meet people and, like, be like, hey, come out. Like, have homeboys and homegirls.
Yes, I'm saying, yeah, have a group, have a good, nice group of people.
Now, I know there's a couple of y'all that's going to try to move to Houston now out of nowhere. I don't mind it. But if y'all bring y'all little shady ass friends over here, that's understand really I'm not hanging out with y'all. And I'm telling you, it's because your friend is shady. And that's why y'all trying to move out here, because don't none of y'all live here. Don't none of us, for real. We not even from here. So you come, I know you coming because you listening, okay?
That's so funny. Yeah, man.
But I just really want to build a community. So I said this year, I'm not going to travel as much. I'm going to stay in Houston this year, because ever since I moved here, I've mostly been in Florida visiting and out of town or out of the country or whatever. But you know, this year I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna actually take the time to go to multiple Houston events that I've been hearing about that I've missed. I'm gonna go to the rodeo this year to experience that for the first time. What's another event? Isn't there like a Houston Day?
Yeah, that's in July 7/13.
See, there you go. You see what I mean? Like, they have, like, you guys don't understand. Like, I'm proud to be a Texan. Out, like. Look, and I'm not cutting that part out. I'm not. Because let me tell you something. I got the hat. I am ready. I'm ready to get my first real boots. Why do we have the same brain? I'm fucking fixing my mouth to say it. And here she go right there.
I really want to go to the rodeo this year. I definitely want to do rodeo this year.
Shannon, are you saying that now because I said it? Or are you saying it like, yes, you want to do it too, right?
No, I really want to do it. Okay. Like, I just
wish you would have reacted like that when I first dropped the rodeo bomb. You waited like 2 seconds. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, I really want to go to the rodeo and the boots. I'm like, Shannon.
You really
But Shannon, though, I wanted you to come to the rodeo with me. That's why I wanted you. When I said it, you should have been like, yes, we're going to go to the rodeo too.
I swear I didn't hear that. But no, we're definitely doing the rodeo.
And we're going to get cowgirl boots this year. We're going to be real official, y'all.
I'm
going to
be cute.
We have so many events this year we're going to be trying out and going to.
Definitely.
I'm excited for the summertime. Definitely.
Definitely trying out some more speakeasies. Like, just going to...
And I did find one recently.
Nice, sexy, low-key bars and speakeasies. I definitely want to do...
More interactive brunches. Like, I like places that... like the charcuterie boards and the different things like that. So, definitely more. I hope definitely more group events by the end of the year. You know, being able to have more like little social gatherings where the girls.
Yes, I want to definitely start throwing like little get-togethers at my house.
Oh yeah, this year definitely gonna be still throwing Draco's birthday parties and Christmas and my birthday stuff and Shannon's birthday and I'm gonna do a Valentine's thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple of, you know, I'm really going to be here. So you guys get to experience the Atlanta version of me this year.
You're like, really a hosting, like, stuff.
Like hosting events. I love hosting stuff and planning it out. I'm already planning my Valentine's one now. I already done seen everything. So I'll be back in 2 weeks buying everything.
Right. I like
but
it.
We're going to have a good time. I really wanted to build and just build our bonds.
Yeah, for sure. But I just realized Valentine's Day is next month.
I need me a boo. I ain't gonna lie, y'all.
I know I'm at least having some flowers.
Let me tell you something. Oh, see, you can say that. See, I'm off on Valentine's Day. I already know that I'm off on Valentine's Day this year because I have a flex day that day. So, literally, I took the 13th off. You think I got a boo that's gonna take me out and give me flowers? No, that means I need to be on Hinge today. Now. I need to be dating today. I would love to be on a vacation by my birthday. Like,
period.
I don't care about the matching pajamas for Christmas. I'm not going to lie. Me and my dog doing it every year regardless. So,
I don't mind it. But I know that we're going to have to be in Miami for Christmas. Like, are you coming with me?
And that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of... The holidays bring a lot of, you know, obstacles when it comes to that. So,
because I'm like, I want to be with my mom and this... I'm going to be in Florida for Christmas.
See?
So, hopefully, he'd be like, hell yeah, I want to go to Miami.
I want to buy a home this year. Nice. That's the goal. So, of course, I would love to host Christmas at my house and just have this big old...
I like that.
...event and everything. I love that. So... You know me, I definitely have everybody in matching pajamas accordingly for the whole family. So, no, I'm excited. I mean, we're going to definitely keep you guys in the loop. Like I said, this is not Shannon's last episode. This is one of many.
No.
She'll be featured on here.
Yes,
you know, like I said, Miami to Houston hottie connection. You know, hit us up. We definitely them girls.
Hey, we are a good time. But we also are about our business, you know.
We're
what
definitely.
I mean?
So. And when we say we are a good time, we have fun and we're great energy people to be around. Honestly, if you come to Houston, you visit, we know the spots, we go out. We're just looking for people that have great energy around us and aren't really on that weird
and also,
shit.
Also, like thriving in their stuff too, you know what I mean? Like,
definitely. Just, we don't want
that we just go out with. Like, that's.
No. We need people that are actually like on their shit. Like we're definitely here to support and build each other up and try to be the best of the best. So, you know, and that's to me, this is a step right here. I feel like whether it's my friends just asking me to be even on the show, it's really like I said this year, I'm just going to tell y'all like y'all are going to be on the show because I feel like you guys support me and you guys do so. But I think sometimes giving you guys options is just out of it. Like, this will get you out of your comfort zone. This will get me out of my comfort zone. And, you know, and I'm working with you guys where I'm going to make the topics a lot more versatile enough that, you know, people just don't feel like it is just one way or uncomfortable. I have some people that are free like me. You know, we free. We talk how we want to talk. Yeah, and then you have people that are a little more reserved and. Mm-hmm. I always ask, like, hey, are you comfortable about it? So I've never forced them before, but I am going to force them to start being on the episodes. And then, of course, we'll work out what the topics need to be for that day for them. So,
yeah, I get that.
You know,
like
and then and this keeps me active because I'm always scared to ask. And I'm always like, by the time I ask, it's inconvenient. So now I'm putting my foot down I'm hanging out with them, and we are doing episodes. You guys
exactly
are going to hear
what
she
us. Did. I was over here chilling.
She was like, I just came to visit you. And I'm like, we're doing a podcast episode today. Look, it's January 7th. 7th is my favorite number. And I feel like, you know, it's going to be a lucky day. She came from a great date. Why not?
Right.
You know, let's start off the year with a love bang. Period. Guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode here. Tune in next time to catch me on the next episode of High Concepts. Mm-hmm. And here, Shannon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me. If you want to follow me,
go ahead, throw the tag.
Locks of Shan, LOCS of Shan.
Okay, y'all hear that? And it's going to be the beautiful chocolate girl with the long locks.
I really appreciate that. Hype me up.
Okay, good. Look, all the time, professional hype woman. Okay, I get paid for this, and I would have did it for free.
Big facts.
And I do it for free.
That's what you got love on your friends. People don't know that. Understand it.
And honestly, I don't need to do this for them. Them hoes don't ask me to do this. I do it because legit, in my brain, when I look at them and they're like literally on their stories looking good, I'm like, I know this bitch is stepping on mother. Like, I'm literally talking like that on the other side as I'm typing it. So I know Shannon hears my voice when she's like reading these messages and laughing. Like, I just know.
Same. I'm like, look, let's go.
Like, we're in here. We're like, yeah, like, I'm a hype field. Cause honestly, I would never hate on the next girl.
Never.
Never. And that right there is like,
pretty girls don't hate. Like, people don't, you should never hate, bro. If you want to be better and do better, just do better. You don't have to hate.
Just
somebody.
Do better. Be a better person.
Yes.
And don't take no shit that you ain't got to take.
I'm trying to be the best friend, sister, co-worker I can be. You know, and eventually girlfriend, wife.
You know what? That's right. So I'm just trying to be the best me.
That I can be, literally.
I just want to be the best version of me. And if that is she right here, your favorite BBW, then that's what I am.
Right.
But I'm also Eve, and I'm also many other things, and I'm also mommy to Draco, and I'm also the girl that's gonna live her fucking life.
And that's what you gotta do.
All right, well, you guys, look, we're gonna wrap it up here. Shan, do you have anything else you want to add before we close out the episode?
I would just say, you know, I am hoping for everybody to have a great 2023. I'm wishing and hoping for that for y'all. And remember, words mean things. So speak very mindful about whatever that you say. Because words are powerful. Your tongue is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you put into the universe will give to you.
Like, yeah, speak meaningfully.
Speak clearly.
Yeah.
You guys don't
think. Meaningfully in everything that you say, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Just be careful how you guys throw around that word hate. If we don't teach you nothing else this year, be careful how you throw around that word hate. You don't just understand what you're saying and mean what you say.
That's it. Just speak meaningfully.
But you guys, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of High Concept. You guys have a great night. Until next Wednesday, you thought it, but I said it. Good night.